Page 6, Thank You CCB by Jane Cardis. I think all of us who join the California Council of the Blind have unique stories about how we became blind, handled blindness, and found CCB, and I'd like to share a bit of mine. One of the things CCB and I have in common is our age. I will be 75 years old on February 6, 2010, which makes me just over 4 months younger than CCB. I'm ever so grateful to CCB in helping me with my needs and showing me that I can live a productive life, and I'm thrilled that I could help over the years by serving on the board and various committees. In 1987, I had a total respiratory arrest due to asthma. My brain was deprived of oxygen for a considerable length of time, and I was legally dead. When I woke up, I couldn't see anything that made sense, and I had no coordination at all. I could hear and talk, but no one told me what had happened. I felt so helpless. They put me in a mental ward and told me I had to go to group sessions and watch movies. I commented that if I had to watch a movie, why not One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? I was saved by a psychiatrist who paid a bit of attention to me and my family, who took me home. It took me 5 years to get used to my kind of low vision. I couldn't see color, and letters of any size wouldn't focus. My physical coordination slowly improved, but I still couldn't type on a keyboard. In 1992, I decided it was time to get my act together, and I went to the Orientation Center for the Blind for 9 months. I met many wonderful people there and attended my very first CCB convention, with its many activities and that positive attitude emanating from everyone. When I was young, that little brown-eyed girl who was always getting in trouble never thought she'd become visually impaired and have the privilege of helping others in similar straits. It was all because she found the California Council of the Blind and could help others become members and use its services. Thank you, CCB.